Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word. Come on, y'all. Let's rock up.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's the Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J. Miss J. Miss J. In the morning. Miss J.
Show ever. Yes, I said it.
It's Miss J, Miss J in the morning. Yes. Getting ready for the weekend. Mother's Day is coming up. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, whether you birthed a child on your own or your mother and somebody, you know, just by way of love and mentorship and all that great stuff. Even grandmothers, aunties who are taking care of their kids, if you adopted a child, happy Mother's Day to you. I got a special tribute to some mothers. Y'all mothers love OD and on positivity. We need it, especially a single mother. I don't even want to get started on that story. But, of course, we got some things going on in the news that I want to talk about. But we'll see which way the show flows. A lot of times I have an agenda on the show. There's some things that I want to talk about. There's some news that I want to present. But y'all keep pulling at me, requesting songs, have me talking about topics that got me all passionate. Then we run out of time. But we always have an awesome and glorious time right here on Miss J in the Morning. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions, also on iartistradio.com, and we're expanding, y'all, doing some greater things around the world, and I'm excited, and you are a part of it, so you should be excited, too. It's not just my show. This is our show, so thank you for everybody who continues to help spread the word, letting everybody know how to OD on positivity. Today's focus is how much of a good day we're going to have. We're going to focus on the goodness that is going on in our lives today. Right here on Miss J in the Morning, we OD on positivity. So my job, my assignment this morning while we're together is to push you, force you, probe you, encourage you, slap you back into reality, and remind you of just how great your life truly is. It's not just a cliche to say, you know, let's be positive about everything. You truly can be positive about everything. Even the worst situations have the best results. Even the worst outcomes can turn into the most awesomest situations ever in life. You've seen it over and over again. You can believe it for somebody else, so why can't you believe it for you? So I'm going to break it on down. We're going to get into some things today. I'm enjoying this journey with you guys on Miss J in the Morning, how we're expanding, how we're moving, how so many things are going on. And all of you who are sending me emails, you guys are sending me instant messages while I'm on air, direct messages and all that great stuff. It really does encourage me and inspire me to continue to do what I do. So you guys are helping me as well. So today we're going to get a little therapeutic. You know, helping everybody do what they do. But, of course, we're going to do it through the best and inspirational music. Of course, we got the Miss J area code check-in coming up, y'all. Y'all know how we do it. And some things going on this summer. So y'all getting ready for the hot season. I don't know about y'all. Is it already hot? Like, for me, on the West Coast, we really didn't have a spring. It was cold. It got dry for a little bit. Then it got cold again. Then it rained. And now it's just hot. I don't know. It got humid on the West Coast. I don't know what's going on with the weather, but are you guys experiencing that in your area? Let me know how the weather is. I need to know, because checking online and watching the news, they don't know what's going on. They're going to say, we got rain tomorrow, and it'd be 5 weeks later. Rain finally come while we sleep, and we wake up street wet, and we think a sprinkler done went off. It's just crazy. Oh, maybe that's how it is in life for you right now. You think this is going to happen, and it just ain't. You just don't know what's going to happen, and sometimes that happens in life. But a lot of times when things happen, it creates a certain mood for you. So we talked about being a thermostat versus a thermometer, and a couple of people wanted to ask questions about that. So we're going to get into some music, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about some crazy things Ms. J says and why she says it. Right here on Miss J in the Morning. So tell everybody to tune in. If you listen on your computer, you can call and listen live. Call 714-816-4743. We're going to get into some RKLs right here on Miss J in the Morning. Happy people. Let's get to stepping on, y'all. Let's do some cardio. I'm going to get up and dance. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this here's another one for the steppers. DJ Wayne Williams, put the record on. Our favorite crew, we
questions you have past my test. Happy people.
Georgia, and whenever I need to OD on positivity, I'm always listening to Miss J in the morning.
can be like me. My love is sweet, gonna make you happy. Sunshine and peace, wanna give you all of these. It's the reason why you smile. It makes living all worthwhile. It will bring tears to your eyes.
And I love all y'all. Right before that, R. Kelly, yes. R. Kelly right here on Miss J in the morning. Happy People. That's the Steppers group. Y'all know sometimes I got to get up when the sun is shining. You ever had that moment in your house where you hear a good groove and you just pop your fingers by yourself and you just do a little two-step by yourself? You don't need no partner. Sometimes in life you got to dance alone, but just make sure you dance good. Get a good groove. Happy People by R. Kelly. Step, step, side to side, round and round. Dip it now. Hey, right here on Miss J in the morning, we're going to OD on positivity. We're going to talk about some things that need to get you up and get you motivated in life. You know, social media is taking over our lives. I mean, there truly needs to be rehab for social media. I mean, there are rehabs for addictions, like electronics even. We can talk about that a little bit later. But seriously, it's getting to a point to where people don't even know what's going on in the world unless they see it on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube. like newspaper subscriptions are off the chain expensive because nobody subscribes to actually get a paper at your front door anymore. Even going online to reading your local newspaper online, nobody does it. If it's not on the news interrupting one of our favorite shows or on social media, we won't know what's going on in the world. And a lot of times, getting addicted to social media and depending on that can actually affect your emotions and your psychological stability. Now, let me just explain what I mean by that. Before we had a wonderful music break, good morning to everybody who's just tuning in and answering a few questions of you guys that are sending me via email and via Facebook and Twitter, and you guys are wondering, you know, I listened to the show and you mentioned this, but I didn't listen before, so I don't know what you're talking about. So let's get into it. So we're going to talk about the things that, you know, I kind of mentioned, and a lot of times I repeat myself, and I talk about being a thermostat in life versus a thermometer. And I was talking about social media, how it really just messes us up emotionally. Now, let me give you an example. It doesn't matter if you're a male or female. I know for a fact we've all experienced it. Now, if you don't want to admit that you experienced it yourself personally, you know somebody who has. So you get on Facebook. Those of you who don't have a Facebook, there are still people out there who don't do social media around the world. You have an opportunity to post a profile picture, share pictures of yourself, your family, happy moments. Everybody has jumped on this TBT, Throwback Thursdays, where Thursdays you pull out an old picture from back in the day and you reminisce a little bit. But there are sometimes we want to share some of our best-looking moments. You know, you look in the mirror, you say, you know, I'm looking quite cute today. You know, fellas, you get a fresh cut. You want to show it off. Some fellas are some athletes, and so, you know, you feel like you need to show what you got, show the goods, especially us single people. Us single people, we love to show the goods and say, huh, if you had this, you have something great. Don't act like you didn't do it. We all have. And let's just say you post your picture of your best, your sexiest, your hottest, your lovely moment, and nobody likes the picture. Nobody clicks like on the picture. Nobody makes a comment. You leave it up there for a while and you say, hey, you know what, not many people are online. Why don't we wait till tomorrow? And you come back the next day and nobody made a comment or even noticed your picture. 9.9 times out of 10, that picture will come down quickly. For most people, I would go as far as to say for 98% of the people on Facebook, if you post a picture, especially a picture of yourself that you're proud of, that you believe is a beautiful picture, you have one or two options. The first option, honestly, is that most of the time people will repost it just to give a refresher in the news feed. Second time is if nobody ever responds to it, they take it down. Or they try to post another picture. So that's actually three options. And what I'm saying about that is that people are actually getting lower self-esteem because of Facebook. People are actually responding because of other people's reaction on social media. People are actually gauging their self-worth. You have. Yeah, I've done it before, too. Don't worry about it. You've actually gauged your self-worth, your beauty, your intellect, based on other people's reactions to your statement, your photos, and things that you share on social media. If you come up with this profound quote, you think it's very powerful and it's something that you came up yourself and you post it on Facebook and nobody likes it, nobody makes a comment and says that it's profound and it's lovely, you take it down or you try something else and then you start to second guess yourself. You start to have this internal conversation. Wow, should I have posted that? Oh, yes, they didn't do it. Oh, maybe that wasn't it. Maybe I didn't word it right. Maybe I should try something else. Most of us don't even think about the psychological damage that is going on. Now you're second-guessing your wisdom, what you know, what you feel, what you believe, just because somebody on social media did not respond the way you responded. Your emotions are up. Your emotions are down. There are other times you go on Facebook, let's say it's somebody you have a crush on, somebody you're talking to or you liking. Women, we do it more than men, but men, you do it too. Let's say there's a guy that you like out there, and he puts out a nice picture, and you're the first one to like it because now he's your close friend, so anytime he updates his status or says something, it immediately alerts you. I'm giving y'all, flow with me, y'all. So you like the picture that he posts on Facebook, and next thing you know, there's 6, 7, 10, 15, 23 likes on his picture, and nothing but women making comments on the picture. And he's commenting back saying, thank you so much, I appreciate it. Women, we get upset. How is he going to accept these? Men, you do the same thing. Your woman puts up a hot picture on there, dude's talking about, oh, girl, you looking good. Why are you still single if you was my woman? You get upset. Now y'all having an argument because of social media. Those type of reactions is proof that you are a thermometer. Let me take it a little bit further. You go to work, and your boss is in a bad mood, or your boss is here, or somebody says something to you, and for the whole day, you're in a bad mood. You get to school or your children come home and you just have a headache and you go off on everybody until your husband or your spouse does something for you and then you're feeling nice, or your kids do something for you and then you're feeling okay. You're a thermometer. Just like a thermometer, it reacts to the atmosphere that it's in. If you take a thermometer, there's mercury in it, whether it's silver or red. It's mercury. You put it in ice-cold water, the mercury will go all the way down. If you put it in boiling water, the mercury will go up. And the same with our emotions. You wonder why your life is an emotional roller coaster. It's because you're a thermometer. Most people have actually admitted, I'm a thermometer. You don't say those words, but you say, oh, I'm up today, down tomorrow, hot today, cold tomorrow. You're a thermometer. But in life, we need to be a thermostat. A thermostat's job is to set the atmosphere versus reacting to the atmosphere. A thermometer, a thermostat, is on the wall in your house. Normally, it blends in the same color as the paint on your wall. It's quiet. It's always hidden or in a place that people really would just walk by it and not pay attention to it. When it's time to change the temperature in your house, it does not make a noise. Now, a lot of times the heater or the air conditioner or the fan might make a noise, but the thermometer does not make a noise. It's not loud like a smoke detector. It doesn't say, hey, I'm about to change the temperature. It's getting hotter in here, whether it's digital or the old school where you click it and you move the little hand back and forth. It doesn't make a noise. And so in life, we need to be just like that thermostat. We need to make sure that we are setting the atmosphere, we are setting the tone in life. When we walk into a room, we are supposed to change the atmosphere and change it for the better. We don't have to yell. A lot of us Christians, I call them super Christians, that's wearing T-shirts to let people know that you are a Christian. It's not a requirement. You're supposed to walk in the room and how you carry yourself is supposed to show a light. You're supposed to be a light set upon the hill. Salt of the earth. You're supposed to add flavor to people. So when I say be a thermostat in life, not a thermometer, that's what I mean. So thank you for all of you guys who are asking questions about it, wondering what in the heck are you talking about. So now that I've explained that long and drawn out, let's get back into some music. By special request, some people want to say Happy Mother's Day to their mothers, and a couple of y'all requested this song, so I'm just going to play this for all the mothers. Mother's Day is coming up. And we're going to talk a little bit about it when we come back. I got some issues about Mother's Day. You know, some people say you can't celebrate Mother's Day until after you give birth to your mother, so women who are pregnant don't celebrate Mother's Day. Where did this tradition even start? So let's talk a little bit about it. But until then, dedicated to all the mothers out here, here's Raheem Devon showing a little support to all the strong women out there right here on Miss J in the Morning.
It's official right now. In 4 minutes or less. You. We gonna crown all of them right now.
That Kate, my mama, your mama, you, and you.
Your baby's mama's mama's mama.
That Kate, you,
wife,
you.
If you're near a woman right now, wherever you at, turn to them, say,
that Kate,
you are appreciated.
That Kate,
I appreciate your smile.
Thank you.
And the number to take to carry and birth a child.
Thank you.
And the way you play dumb, even when we live in real. Parent, mama, you still hold it down somehow.
Thank you, mama.
Make them ends meet somehow.
Thank you, mama.
I appreciate your strength.
Thank you.
Never bite your lip to say what's on your mind.
Thank you.
A lady in the street and a freak when it's bedroom time. think it's so cute when you get so emotional.
Thank you.
You know, till you prove your point, you just can't let it go. But I like that though. I appreciate so much. Yeah. Like the I love you feeling, girl, when we talk. Yeah. Like this. Cook meals. A grown woman sees who's confident. Better recognize one when a grown one sits. And a grown woman knows how to tell you no. A grown woman knows when to let you go. You can have a big old car and a big old house, but next to God, nothing else amounts to a
woman, woman.
Keela Walker telling you to stay tuned to Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Does Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmgmt.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Man is making it happen.
Worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity.
Variety show.
Inspirational music. Uplifting topics, resources, spoken word artists, bands, comedians, and event promotions.
Subscribe to the show.
blogtalkradio.com/Miz. MIZ-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaways.
The website,
www.MizJProductions.com.
Make sure you log on to the website, MizJProductions.com. There you can find out all the information about what's going on with the company. Updates are posted frequently, so stay connected. Also, links to my Facebook page, How you can become a friend on my Facebook, personal Facebook page, then my, I guess it's a fan page where you can like the page, Twitter, YouTube, all that great stuff. Also, my supporters page. So if you're listening out there and you would like to support the show or support the company, submit your information at info@MsJProductions.com. You can be featured right there on the website. Expose the people around the world if you have a service or a product or anything that you would like to share with our listeners. You can also have giveaways right here on Ms. J in the morning. So make sure you hit me up. info@MsJProductions.com. Also, those artists out there who are looking to submit your music and you want to be featured right here on Ms. J in the morning, I support local artists. I love it. I love local artists. Now, I love the national ones and the international ones who've gotten the contract and going worldwide and doing great things, but the ones who are working a 9-to-5, taking care of the kids, they come home, help with the homework, cook for the family or fix something real quick, go to the studio, then got a show on the weekend, you got the family, you're driving in the family van, putting mileage in your own car, you don't have anybody supporting you and you're holding your own. I love that passion. I love that drive. And so I want to make sure that I'm giving back to the ones who need it the most. So if you want to submit your music and get featured right here on the show, submit it to artist@MsJProductions.com. All the information is on the website as well. Please, this is a disclaimer, listen to the show before you submit your music. That's all I got to say. Thank you for everybody who continues to support the show. Those of you who are listening today, I appreciate all of you. Right before the commercial break, Raheem Devon, Strong Woman. Happy Mother's Day. Mother's Day is coming up to all the mothers out there. Special dedication. A few of y'all wanted to dedicate that to your mother. So I want to dedicate that all to all the women, all the mothers out there, strong mothers. Men, if you need a good woman, he told you what to look for. I posted something I want to talk about real quick. A lot of people are following me on Facebook, so you're asking questions and you're wondering, what is this whole thing about relationship that Ms. J is doing? So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But right now it's time for the Ms. J area code check-in. It's your opportunity to rep your city, my opportunity to make a complete fool of myself, and it makes you laugh and wonder, am I really that crazy? And I am. Y'all love it, so I'll continue to do it right here on Ms. J in the morning. If you want to get in where you fit in, hurry up and call in right now, 714-816-4743. 714-816-4743. Of course, if you're paying for long distance charges do apply. Those of you who are listening on your computer, I'll give you a shout-out too, but those of you who called in, I got you logged in as you called in. So we got a few area codes that I keep seeing y'all. Y'all loving Ms. J, and I'm loving it too. So let's get right into it. Here we go, Ms. J area code check-in. 209-916-510-416. 408-702-678-3108-738-731-323-334-336-510-864-404-217-672-472-747-402-754-217-672-487-601-083-662-871-903-416. I said you already, but I got you again. Hey! It's J area code check-in. Those of you who are calling in, thank you so much. 773, I see you, boo. Thank you so much for calling in all around the world. Those of you who are listening to the show, we are now featured also on iArtistRadio.com. We are live right now on blogtalkradio.com/MsJProductions. We are featured in the UK and the Netherlands and Switzerland. Canada has checked in. Japan has checked in. I already said the UK, I believe. South Africa has checked in, and all across the United States. So no matter where you are, no matter what time zone you're in, I am grateful for all of your support. Those of you listening on your computer, shout out to my Macs and my PCs. No matter how you checked in, I'm grateful that you did. Thank you so much. Those of you who have been following me, you know I'm supporting my ladies. Hey, ladies, hey. Y'all know we run the world. Who run the world? Girls, girls. Yes, that is a Beyonce song. Oh, I know y'all super Christians is cringing in your seats. Not only did I play some R. Kelly on the show and quote some scripture, I am quoting Beyonce. Who run the world, girls? Yes, Pops International Intercultural Women's Society launched right through Ms. J Productions. Those women out there looking for some empowerment, some encouragement, men out there who are looking to get your woman connected to something that will get her to the place she needs to be. A lot of issues that we have in life, in this world, is because women, we don't know our positions. We don't know our purpose in life. We don't know our roles. Uh-oh, getting a download from the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you this, to all the single mothers out there, all the single mothers and even some single fathers, let's talk to the single mothers out there who are celebrating Mother's Day. Please stop saying you are your child's father. You can never be your child's father. I am a single mother. I will never say that. There is nothing you can do to replace a man in your child's life. There is nothing you can do to replace a man in your child. There is nothing you can do to replace a man in a child's life. I don't care if you cut your hair off. I don't care what you do. You can never be your child's father. You can only be your child's mother. There are some roles and some duties that you might have to adopt, but you can never be that child's father. So quit celebrating Father's Day. Fathers, if you're a single father, you can never be that child's mother. You can never replace a mother in a child's life. Know your role, know your position, and play it well. You can never do it. You may have some skills that most men have. You may be able to do some things that some men do, but you are not that child's father. Know your role, know your position, stick to it, and play it well. It's unfortunate that we have children that are growing up in single-parent homes, whether that was your choice or not. That's just the way the life and the situation is. It doesn't make it worse or better than anything else. What makes it worse or better than any other situation is what you do with that situation, how you handle that situation. Don't tell your children that I'm your mama and your daddy. Oh, that goes all over me. Stop that right now. In the name of Jesus, you are not that child's father. You are that child's mother, and you are confusing your child. You can never be that child's father. So I just want to put that out there. I digress. Okay, because I know I'm going to get some emails. Some of y'all are going to be mad at me, but the truth will make you free. Not set you free, make you free. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Birthing a child has nothing to do with being a mother. We could talk about that too. Some people have birth children, dogs birth children. They ain't nobody's mama. They birth the kids and go leave them and all that. Look, let me not get into that. We're going to have a whole Mother's Day show later. We'll talk about parenting and motherhood. But we definitely want to make sure to empower our women and make sure they understand their purpose and understand their roles. And if you want to know how to do it, log on to MissJProductions.com and get them registered for Pumps for Life empowerment sessions. We're on our second empowerment session, the last one of the year in Northern California. That kicks off on May 19th. We're doing something new. May 19th is also a huge empowerment session open to anyone that can get there in Northern California. Truth hurts. Women in relationships. We're getting deep down and dirty about it. We're talking about the truth in relationships, and sometimes it hurts. Women, you need to know your role. Our job for Pumps is to give every woman her pump. She needs her purpose, her uplifting, her mentoring, her positivity, and her sisterhood. So through the empowerment sessions, you will get that. But through this first kickoff on May 19th, which is a couple of weeks from now, we will understand our roles in relationships, whether it's romantic, whether it's platonic, which means just a friendship between a man and a woman, whether it's a business relationship, relationship with your relatives, your sisters, no matter what type of relationship it is, you need to know who you are, your purpose, and your place first. Once you do that, you can understand how to communicate to the others and how different people have different love languages. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about this thing called an independent woman. An independent woman. Now, those super Christians, I know y'all going to get upset about this, but you're going to shout at the same time. God created woman as a helpmate, a helpmeet. We were created from the rib of Adam. Adam was doing his business and got too busy. He was out there trying to look at some things and do some things he shouldn't have been doing. So God said, it's not good for a man to be alone. Men, it is not good for you to get out there and work is your number one priority. Yes, you are the covering. Yes, you are the head. It is not good for you to be out there in the vineyard neglecting your family. Oh, dare I go here? I feel pulled in the Holy Spirit. Don't blame the woman about what happened in the Garden of Eden. The issue was Adam was too busy and not paying attention to her and allowing her to mingle with the serpent. Oh, I can't believe I'm going here, but I'm going to continue to go down this road. When God came back after they fell, after they sinned, he said, Adam, where are you? He didn't say, Adam and Eve, where y'all at? He didn't say, what y'all doing? He said, Adam, where are you? The issue about deception is that we are deceived by the people that we know and we're close to. So Eve didn't just go to a snake and she didn't know what a snake was. Adam didn't. It wasn't that the snake was something different. Adam named every single animal. He named the serpent. What the issue was is although he knew what the serpent could do, he named the serpent and told it what its job was. He left Eve to go do what she do. Look, you go cook, go hang with your girls, I got to work. You go do what you do. That's what we do in relationships a lot of times, especially marriages. I got my den because I want to spend time to myself. You got your area. And then when something comes up, y'all mess up and wondering why y'all going through a divorce. So I'm not going to go any deeper. I know it's going to be controversial. Y'all going to get upset. But I'm saying to those women who saying I'm independent, I don't need a man, you have been created to support a man. You need to learn how to talk to a man, how to minister to a man, how to speak life into a man, and therefore he will give you back what you need. You can't put a man down, tell him everything he ain't going to do, everything he need to do, everything he won't do, everything he should do, and expect him to treat you like a queen when you're not treating him like a king. You can't have a queen without a king ordaining her to be so. So I know y'all going to get mad at me. We're going to talk about some other things. Men, you need to get rid of the one in the pocket. Every man has one. Women, we do it too. One in the pocket is the one you keep on reserve just in case the one you have don't work out. Sometimes the one in the pocket, y'all call her your sister in Christ, your best friend. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about all that. So if y'all want to get down and get dirty, get upset with me, and let's talk about some truth and get healed from all this mess that our society has created, which is out of the will of God. You need to be there Sunday, May 19th, 4 p.m. in Stockton, California. You can log on to the website, get more information about it. Food will be served, and it is free. Yes, the session is free, so there's no excuse for you to get into it. So I'm going to bring y'all back to a little bit of Jesus because I know y'all getting upset. Y'all know I don't mind it. Those of you who are new to the show, y'all going to learn. I will tell the truth. The truth will make you free. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, the good news. So let's get back into some music to get that, you know, get y'all shaken off. Here's Anthony Hamilton. Y'all just pray for me. It's Miss J in the morning.
I was stupid, really stupid. Something told me deep inside, better not do it. What a dummy, such a dummy. To let some mess I shouldn't have did take you from me. Girl, if I could take it back, it'd be so bad. I'd be such an angel. You'd think that me and Jesus was cool. Like that, just like that. Everything between us be good. Girl, I know what I should've done. Should've walked away the moment that I saw her coming. But I blew it, really blew it. And lost the only girl I love. Dear God, if you're listening now, I need you to do a thing for me. You see my baby, she done up and walked out. I need you to bring her back to me. I know that I was wrong, I was guilty of sin. Probably not priority. But dear God, I've been listening now. Doubting, dying, begging, crying. Somebody need to pray for me. Dear God, if you're listening. Thought I was something, really something. In the end, who knew I'd end up with nothing? I was frontin', truly frontin'. Girl, I really can't be mad, I had it coming. Guess if I was half the man I know I am, I would be so good that even Oprah be jealous of you. It's like that, yeah, like that. Everything between us be good. Girl, I know what I should've done. Should've walked away the moment that I saw her coming. But I blew it, really blew it. And lost the only girl I love. Dear God, if you're listening, need you do a thing for me. You see my baby, she done up and walked out. I need you bring her back to me. I know that I was wrong, I was guilty of sin. Probably not priority. But dear God, if you're listening now, I'm down here dying, begging, crying. Somebody ought to pray for me.
Christian song. Sometimes we do some stupid things in life, and sometimes it takes losing the one you love to get back in line. Those of you who are going through issues in life, you cry, you wonder, why is God allowing this to happen to me? Sometimes he got to shake you and wake you up in order to get your attention and say, hey, you are wrong. Get back in line. Get back on the path that I created for you. Don't do that. Y'all know how it is. Those of us who are parents, or you've had parents, when you grow up, your parents whoop your butt. They punish you. They chastise you. God chastises those that he loves. If you're not going through any issues, you should be extremely worried. If you're living a perfect life, you should be extremely worried. I want to talk to those of you out there who are new to this religious thing called Christianity, those of you who have never experienced it before in life and you're listening. I want to talk to those super Christians who have been drenched and submerged in religiosity for so long you don't know how to live outside of it. The devil is not trying to kill you. This is my last thought for the day. The devil does not want you physically dead. I know y'all Christians are saying, oh, he said he came to steal, kill, and destroy. You are blasphemous. He did not come to kill you physically. Once you're dead, you're no good to him. You're under the ground. You can go to him or you can go to heaven. Either way, you're done. What he came to do is to kill your hope, steal your dreams, destroy your legacy and your bloodline. So what he wants you to do is get distracted so you can distract others. So they can distract others. The next thing you know, your children got to start all over because you're not doing what God has ordained us to do. Christ came into the world that we may have life and that more abundantly. So if you're not having an abundance of life, an abundance of love, an abundance of joy, an abundance of all those things that God is, then you are out of the will of God and out of order. That's what the kill, steal, and destroy the enemy is talking about. So quit, quit. Quit giving him praise, because also with that, the enemy can't do anything without God's permission. He cannot do anything without God's permission. So quit giving him praise. Quit talking about him all the time. Quit blaming it on God all the time. God is trying to get something in of you or trying to get something out of you or sometimes at the same time. But what you need to do is focus on the positive and celebrate the fact that you survived. You made it through. You're here to see another day. And because of that, you are stronger than you think you are. There are people that are experiencing some things that they can't even talk about, and they're here. You are not going through it just for you. What you're going through is for something else. I get excited every time we come to the show, but now we're at the end of the show, and it's bittersweet. But I'm excited to know that I've given you something to help you move to the next day, gave you a different perspective, something else to look at. So make sure you log on Monday through Friday right here on Ms. J in the Morning. I love y'all. We're going to be positive in every single situation. I challenge you, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. It's Miss J, y'all. I love you, and I look forward to hearing from you in the morning. Here's Mary Mary. You survived on our way out. Mwah!
Any day now is what I kept telling myself on the last